2 years ago, Governor Cuomo considered hydrofracking a key component of his plans for economic development in the faltering upstate regions of the state. Now, with a decision stalled over a months-long health review by the administration, Cuomo is spending more time focusing on other ideas, like expanding casino gambling and attracting businesses through a tax-free offer for tech startups near all SUNY campuses upstate and on Long Island.
Which are 100% tax-free communities that will be located all across the state of New York. This is how it will work.
New businesses would pay no taxes for the first decade of any sort. Even employees would not owe any income taxes. Governor Cuomo was asked recently at a press conference about how fracking fits into his economic development plans. His answer, it doesn't.
There's been no change in where we are on fracking. That's not what I was referring to when I was talking about economic development ideas.
The governor's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, also said recently he continues to examine large-scale studies being conducted by the EPA and in Pennsylvania on the long-term health effects of fracking.
Since the last time I spoke, I've been to Washington, D.C., met with EPA officials on their study. I've been to Pennsylvania, met with the Marcellus Research Institute officials about their plan study, and my plan is to continue to work on this until I am comfortable that we have a good review.
Fracking out! People in! Fracking out! People in!
Anti-fracking groups held the latest of numerous protests at the state capitol, this time joining up with tenant activists and advocates for campaign finance reform. Roger Downs with the Sierra Club says while no news is good news on fracking going forward in New York, he'd like to see a more definitive answer.
I think that he realizes that there's a real downside, an economic development downside to fracking. I think he's very nervous about it. But I think he also the public deserves to know what he intends to do.
Downs and others are seeking another state moratorium on fracking. The measure has already passed the state assembly, but it stalled in the Senate. It would take the gas drilling process out of consideration for economic development or any other plans for at least 2 more years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.